Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Joanna Brandy, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of Joanna Brandy & Company. Give us the website, Joanna.
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
There it is, ReturnOnHappiness.com. You can find her books there. You can find out all the things she does for her clients. I encourage you to check it out. We're talking about your idea of a work relationship tripod, having external relationship with customers, having internal relationships among your team members, you and your team members, and then the thing that you, the deal that you have with yourself, the inner, I-N-N-E-R, the inner relationship.
The inner game.
And when we left it in the last segment, we were talking about how to find people who have the kind of inner relationship with themselves that will foster them being a productive member of the internal team. Right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about how to hire people for that, how to test for it. I know people who are wizards and it's uncanny how accurate they are with telling you whether this person is going to work out for your culture or not.
And who are these wizards?
Well, I'll say that you several. I got several folks like
on
that.
on your brain.
In their brain, yes, several of them. No, that's exactly right. And Pearson Jane Howard are one of them with Syntax.com. They've got a personality test that is scary how accurate it is.
Oh, I'll check it out. I love those things.
Syntax.com, Pearson Jane Howard. They wrote the book on personality. And so the thing is, though, is if you've got a certain culture, if you tell people what your culture is, these different groups, there are many of them out there. You got the DISC program, you got all these perceiver tests. If you tell them what you're looking for, what you think your culture is, let them do a little homework, they'll tell you whether the person you're thinking about hiring is going to fit in. And you go to making four or five hires in a small business without any kind of help. If you put together a productive team, it's just dumb luck.
You know, I think I had a lot of that dumb luck when I was in the corporate world. There was only one thing I understood. And, I didn't read it in the book. I just somehow understood it instinctively. I knew what I was bad at.
Mm-hmm.
So as my little department grew, it started with one and then two and then three and then 15, that kind of a thing. I hired to my weakness. So instead of, because the problem with most people when they hire is they hire people that are like them, because you like people that are like you. But the problem is if you surround people with people that are like you, there's going to be holes, because we can't all be good at everything. And so it was uncanny. I knew what was needed, and I hired people that had those traits. And quite honestly, I didn't love everybody, and it wasn't always easy to manage a group like that. But we ran.
You got the job done.
We got the job done beautifully because we were all different.
That's what you just described is what you want. I mean, this is not supposed to be kumbaya. The team is not supposed to sing kumbaya. The team's supposed to work.
And you've got kumbaya at the same time, can't they?
You've got different tasks to do.
Yeah.
And a person who's really good at this task might not be the same kind of personality that would click with in a kumbaya moment with a person who's good at something else.
And that's exactly right. So then your job becomes, how do you get them to work together?
You have to make sure there's respect.
See,
you don't have to like somebody, but you need to respect them for their professionalism.
Absolutely.
And if they don't have professionalism, then there is no respect. And that's when things break down, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, the new course that I'm writing, it's almost done, Jim. It's called The Practice of Positive Leadership.
Right.
And we spend, it's got 10 units, and the first 5 units are dedicated to the leader going within to his or her own personality, discovering
right.
his or her own level of emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Really looking within. And unit number 5, which is sort of the apex of the course, ask the question, what do you want to be famous for? How do you want to be known? How do you want to be seen?
What's your legacy going to be?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that every leader at every level of every organization has gone through that inner process.
Probably not.
So I've created a whole course based on this theory.
It's very
that
exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited. But first you have to know yourself as a leader, and then you can begin teaching others what you need to teach them to get everything running well together. And you can create meaning for them, and you can help them be engaged, because it's very important. Yes, there are some generational differences, and people are searching for meaning. A lot of different generations are searching for meaning. My generation is searching for meaning.
Right.
The millennial generation is
searching
for meaning.
A lot of people are. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to spend this much time at work.
More and more people are, because they're not finding it in a lot of the things that we're doing.
Well, they're not, yes.
A lot of the things we're doing.
People don't go to churches anymore.
It's hard to find meaning in digits.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the meaning is in the analog part of our world.
Oh,
and see,
bless you.
You and I are analog. That's the reason why.
I know.
John Nesbitt said it 35 years ago, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. He was talking about turning away from digits, turning toward the analog. I need your website again, Joanna.
That is returnonhappiness.com.
Good job, Joanna.
There is a return on happiness.
Come back soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim.
Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.